This morning's reflection is about faith. Yesterday afternoon, I went down the mountain to where I live in Taos. And one of the primary reasons that I went home yesterday afternoon was to pick lettuce and peas for all of us here at the retreat from the abundance of what has grown in the garden through the summer. Every year, and I've been growing vegetables for many years now, and still every year I notice a sense of awe and faith when I observe the tiny seeds in my hand and then carefully put them into the ground. No matter how many times I've done this, awe in relationship to the mystery that these tiny little dots do what they do. And faith, based in years of experience, that in fact they will, or at least most of them, will eventually burst out of their tiny, tight little selves and grow fruit into lettuce or peas or cilantro or beets or carrots. And this awe and faith is really emphasized with the harvesting, as I did yesterday afternoon. And then again will be, both the awe and the faith will be emphasized again when the retreat concludes and I harvest much more and also replant for another period of growth and harvest. So I've been considering faith in the last couple of days. What is it? Where does it come from? How does it work? What's its role in relationship to spiritual practice, specifically in relationship to the teachings and practices as taught by the Buddha? Is there a difference between faith and belief? And if so, what's the difference? Faith in what? In who? In Henry David Thoreau's book, Faith in a Seed, he said this: "Though I do not believe that a plant will spring up where no seed has been, I have great faith in a seed. Convince me that you have a seed there, and I'm prepared to expect wonders." In the teachings that we've inherited from the Buddha, faith is one of five spiritual faculties, or five mental, positive mental factors. And these are sometimes also called the five spiritual powers, with the other four being effort or energy, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, and of course faith. So one aspect of faith is that it's a power, it's a strength. The Pali word that's translated as faith is saddha, And there's really no one word in English that can really render the full meaning of sadha. Faith from this perspective encompasses trust, confidence, courage, strength, devotion, and clarity. The literal translation of the Pali word sadha is to place the heart upon. So, in other words, to connect from the heart, to offer one's heart, to give over one's heart. So another aspect of faith is that it's a verb, an action, to place the heart upon, to connect from the heart, to offer one's heart. My Israeli students tell me that the root of the word faith in Hebrew is a verb. They tell me that it's not something that we have, but rather something that we do. So from this perspective, we could say that we faith. We sada. In other words, we're willing to take the next step. Willing to open to the unknown, to embark on the journey, and to see it as an adventure, to faith. So faith is a power, a strength, and a verb, an action, to place one's heart upon. The Buddha spoke about three levels of faith, the first being what is called blind faith, which is usually occurs in us when we encounter something or someone that inspires us. And we feel a kind of brightness and maybe some devotion and love in those moments. Usually this type of faith is based in at least to some degree of dependence on someone or something outside of ourselves to make us feel good. And consequently, because of this, it's not sustainable. And maybe also it's not rooted in wisdom at times. The second level of faith that the Buddha spoke about is called verified faith. And this faith is based in confidence that is born out of our own wise reflection and discriminating wisdom as we investigate our own direct experience. So, for instance, we have faith in the truth of anicca, impermanence, not because we've heard or read about it, but because of our own clear observation, investigation, and reflection, and the intuitive understanding that arises out of our direct, mindful attention within our own experience of body, mind, and heart. The third level of faith that the Buddha spoke about is a great power, the great power of unshakable faith. And unshakable faith is rooted in our verified faith as we continue to deepen and strengthen through developing a meditation practice that evolves towards the blossoming and fruiting of concentration, a clear, mindful awareness, and really genuine insight and realization. Unshakable faith brings a clear faith in the incredibly vast potential of our understanding and in the direction of our spiritual path. The primary ingredient of heart and mind by which this happens is learning to stay open and connected in the experience of the moment, meaning that this unshakable faith is rooted in opening to the mystery, opening to the truth beyond the realm of our conditioned, habituated ideas, opinions, beliefs, interpretations, and feelings. So, faith in our own direct, immediate, deepest experience, just as it is. This path of awakening asks a very deep and profound willingness of us. Willingness to open directly to our experience. Willingness to open to the mystery of experience. Just a brief reflection now on the difference between faith and belief. To travel this path, we actually need to rely on faith, not on belief. Meeting experience with a set of beliefs becomes a process of perceiving, interpreting, and understanding experience so that it conforms to our habituated patterns, our learned patterns of perception, habituated ways of thinking and acting, and more accurately, we could say, of reacting out of these habituated ways of thinking and acting. So, faith as willingness and confidence. Confidence and faith based on experience, not on beliefs. Sada. Confidence and trust in relationship to our practice, meaning confidence and trust in our own potential for waking up. Waking up out of suffering, out of ongoing dissatisfaction, discomfort, disappointment, neediness. Faith in the possibility of waking up into the spaciousness of open-hearted presence and ease, of being with things just as they are, however they are, inside us and around us. Practice informs us that awakening is about living fully and deeply without the false reassurance of our attachment and identification to habitual explanations and ideas of order and structure. Stepping into the mystery, embracing life by learning to live in mindful awareness, frees us from a sense of unsatisfactoriness, hollowness, separateness, and incompleteness that actually pervades a life based in habitual reactive patterns. There's a great vitality in life that's grounded in mindful awareness. In closing our reflection this morning with a quote, I'm not sure who it's from, though. I found it many years ago. When you come to the edge of all the light that you know and are about to step into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing that one of two things will happen. There will be something solid to stand on, or we will learn to fly.